Chapter 2. Maestro Cherry gives the piece of wood to his friend Geppetto, who takes it to make himself a marionette that will dance, fence, and turn somersaults. In that very instant, a loud knock sounded on the door. "Come in," said the carpenter, not having an atom of strength left with which to stand up. At the words, the door opened, and a dapper little old man came in. His name was Geppetto, but to the boys of the neighbourhood he was Polendina, on account of the wig he always wore, which was just the colour of yellow corn. Geppetto had a very bad temper. Woe to the one who called him Polendina. He became as wild as a beast, and no one could soothe him.
"Good day, Maestro Antonio," said Geppetto. "What are you doing on the floor?"
"I am teaching the ants their ABCs."
"Good luck to you."
"What brought you here, friend Geppetto?"
"My legs. And it may flatter you to know, Maestro Antonio, that I have come to you to beg for a favour."
"Here I am, at your service," answered the carpenter, raising himself onto his knees.